And Community Connection, I get to spend a little bit of time with Errol Haida and Linda Radiker, both in from the Lighthouse Outreach Center. And first of all, before we actually get to our main topic, I think you had a great turnout for your film a couple of weeks ago. So about 3 weeks ago, I guess, as I sit here thinking about it.
It was wonderful. We sold all 500 tickets, and all four theaters are full, and great response. We had a lot of response. We go through in town today from since then and talk to people, and they say, yeah, we saw the movie. It was great, and it's been powerful. It's wonderful.
And it was a wonderful story. I was not that familiar with it. And it was a powerful message. And nationally, I think it was well received, too. Now, you've got an event coming up. What are we talking about? Roughly 2 weeks. We've got an open house coming up on the 17th.
We're having a 25th anniversary celebration at the Convention Center at the City Auditorium. And we have a special speaker, the president of the Association of Gospel Rescue Missions, John Ashman, will be there as our speaker. It's a catered dinner. It'll be a wonderful time to fellowship and get to be with each other. We have a group from Oakland Wesleyan speaking. I'll let Linda talk about that.
Okay. Good morning, Linda Radiker. Let's just swing that microphone around so it's looking at you. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks. Good to be here.
You got a special group from Oklahoma Wesleyan.
We have the a cappella group Relentless, mm-hmm. who will be giving several numbers during the evening. We also have their jazz band is coming, and we'll be playing before the event and while people are mingling and talking. So we're looking forward to that. I think it will be a great evening.
I think that some of their primary programs are so well known, we forget that they are a complete university with a great music program.
They are, and the jazz band is a new thing this year, and I think that will add a real ambiance to the evening.
Well, it's nice when you can get local musicians who particularly have an interest in what else is going on during that event, you know?
Yes, and I think they're excited to be there, too. It's going to be a great event.
And I have heard the a cappella singers. They mm-hmm. do a marvelous job. And everything from very, very traditional mm-hmm. stuff to very contemporary sounding stuff and everything in between.
Yeah, they'll be doing, some hymn-type mm-hmm. music, but also some contemporary music, as you said. So there will be a variety of music that night.
And with it at least the middle of November, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know their musical lineup, but I wouldn't be surprised if I heard something a little Christmassy.
I wouldn't be surprised. We're getting to be that time of year.
The size of the group, I'm trying to just sit here and think, about 16 to 20 members of the...
I think it's a little smaller than that. I mean, I know he's bringing a group of 14.
Okay.
I don't
okay.
know for sure how many overlap in the two groups or yeah. whatever, but there will be a group of 14, and they'll have a lot to add to the evening.
Sounds like a great deal. And mm-hmm. I think the entertainment aspect, I mean, we're celebrating something that needs people need to come and hear about, but it's nice to get a little bit of musical entertainment.
Absolutely.
Whether it's with dinner or after dinner.
And we're going to keep it moving along, and we're going to keep things... on track, so we think it'll be an enjoyable evening for everyone.
Well, we'll talk with Errol a little bit about tickets, I guess, but before I get there, the genesis of this, how long have you and the rest of the crew been working on it?
I'm sorry, if you repeat that question.
The evening, how long have you been planning this evening?
Oh, 3 months, 4 months. In the spring, I think the first plans came up for it. Of course, the movie kind of superseded our focus for a little while. Mm-hmm. But we had such a great turnout from that. It feels good to kind of build on that and go into this celebration.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to get a little bit enough background that I felt like we were getting the whole story out there.
Yeah.
Errol, first of all, this is, I think, a marvelous celebration. 25 years. I've been here for about 21 of the 25, and I've seen the Lighthouse grow and evolve. And there for years, it seemed like you always had a construction project going on somewhere along the lines of the building.
Well, the biggest construction was remodeling the auto repair shop and making it into a shelter for people to get their lives rebuilt. Rebuilt cars, now they're rebuilding lives. So I think it's a neat transition there. The Lighthouse was established 25 years ago in 1992. Naomi Lanier moved here from Idaho on a call from God. She felt to establish a homeless shelter here in Bartlesville. And I moved to Bartlesville in 1991, so I was here a year before. And I remember seeing in the newspaper about the different city council meetings and approving it and some of the things going on. And I thought, I ought to go down and help because I've been involved with what we used to call street people in mm-hmm. Austin, Texas. And I was very much involved with that ministry down there for 2 or 3 years. And so moving to Bartlesville, I was familiar with the homeless situation. And yet I just sort of held back and just sort of watched what's going on. And about 2 or 3 years later, I went down and asked Naomi, is there something I could do? And she said, well, we need people to come and speak at the chapel service in the evening. And so I could do that. And if our church would want to provide a meal once a month and provide a meal and serve it, then that would be a good way to help out there. So that's how we started. I've been involved for about 19 years now.
And that's how you've been able to plug in so many other churches on your calendar ever since.
We have 12 to 15 churches now that once a month fix a meal. And that's beautiful to see that happen. And we've had two more sign up since the movie. And so that's been a good response from the movie. But it's great for them to be able to provide a meal. It helps our food budget tremendously. It gives them a chance to be giving to people that have needs. And also, as they sit down and eat with them after they've served the meal, it's a great time of fellowship and get to know the residents. So it's a win-win all the way around. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think that opportunity to know the residents, or more importantly, sometimes for the residents to know other people in the community, it's probably way down on your list of things you do, but it's a great networking opportunity.
I'm so grateful for the churches in Bartlesville that take one or two individuals that may start coming to their church and just really minister to them and mentor them and help them on so many different levels. And that's beautiful to see the whole network. And sometimes a church will call me and say, this person came by and could you tell us how we could best help them? And so it's very good when we have that connection with church, and I thoroughly enjoy that.
Why, a conspiracy to help people. I don't understand that part. this is great. The speaker for the event, let's talk about him a little bit.
His name is John Ashman. He's the president of the Association of Gospel Rescue Missions. They're headquartered out of Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. And he has an extensive background in ministry. He was involved with Christian Camping before he became involved in AGRM. And so he has an extensive ministry of working with nonprofits and also in ministry. So he'll be a great speaker. We're very fortunate to have him come.
Well, I think it's great. Will he be in town a day or two before just to talk with the residents of the Lighthouse?
He comes in Thursday afternoon. And hopefully we'll be able to do a chapel for us at the Lighthouse and also meet with the staff. And we're looking forward to having him be a part of our celebration.
Well, it's a neat thing to have somebody of his importance come. And just I think it says something to the residents that, you've got the opportunity to really connect them with work opportunities, with rebuilding their lives, but also with people like John who care.
Right. And AGRM, which is the ministry association we're a part of, offers a convention once a year. And I've been able to go to two conventions so far, and they've been powerful, inspirational. And you also get to meet and network with men and women from other ministries across the United States and share some ideas and encourage each other and share in their victories. And then also they do a district convention every year also, and we went to Dallas, took five staff members to Dallas this last about a month ago, and it's a wonderful time there. So they give some really good support, and they also represent us in Washington D.C. There's some things coming up legislatively that will affect nonprofits very seriously, especially the tax possibilities of some reductions there and donation benefits. So they're working with us on a national level also.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and certainly could be reason to be concerned, although I've heard several voices say that one of the things they do want to keep is the nonprofit deduction, so we'll see how that all works out. When it comes to just the history of the Lighthouse, to tell its history and appreciate where you have come, do you have a tabulation of how many residents you've served over the 25 years, and will you be looking back at that sort of thing?
I have some information that we've gathered from our data, and it's amazing. The Lighthouse has provided shelter for about 11,000 men and women and children since 1992. We've fed between 500,000 and 800,000 meals since we started. The thing that I'm very impressed about the Lighthouse, first of all, is the way Naomi started. Naomi Lanier started it with three main things: that Christ was to be primary, so we have chapel services, and she started out from the very beginning with chapel services as a part of the program, a required part of the program. She wanted to keep a very clean facility, and even when there was not much money, she made sure that thing was clean and kept up, and I appreciate that so much. And then also the fact that she wanted it a home-like atmosphere, not a clinical or institution. So we've maintained, I was blessed to inherit those three wonderful qualities, and we've maintained it and even expanded, and it's been beautiful to see that happen.
It is, and I know that the growth has been slow but steady, and like I said, it's a success story, not only as a nonprofit, but in the lives of the people you've...
And there were some difficult days. I was going through some of the old information the other day, and I came across a letter that the residents were required to sign, and it said that they realized that if the operational needs of the lighthouse were more than the income coming in, they would forego their salary until money came in. And, they sacrificed, and I appreciate that very much. I know Naomi sacrificed many times also. So that we're enjoying our success today because of the sacrifice of those who were there ahead of us.
Well, it sounds like you've got a great story to tell, and I'm sure a lot of that will come out that evening. Tickets, how does someone get signed up? And I know there is a donation, and let's talk about that a little bit.
I will let Linda, our Director of Development, share that.
Linda, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Well, we've sent out, probably 1,000 invitations. If you have not gotten one and you would like one, you can call us at the Lighthouse at 918-336-9029, and we'll be happy to send one to you. You can just call, and you can sign up and pay by phone also. Mm-hmm. You can go onto our website, bartlesvillelighthouse.weebly.com, and pay for your tickets there. And any of us will be happy to help you out. The donation is $25 for the evening per person. Or we do have a few table sponsorships left that are $250 for a table of 8. And you can either fill your own table, or if you want to fill 4 spots and then bring 4 residents from the lighthouse to have dinner with you that night, that would be a great option also.
I'll say those table sponsorships for any event like yours, and there are a lot of them in town, it's that underwrites the basic expense. When you have a catered event, somebody's got to pay the caterer.
Well, of course, we have the expenses of the dinner itself and the community center and all those kind of things. And awareness about the lighthouse is our primary goal from this event also, although it is a fundraiser. But you can easily get a hold of us to find out more at 918-336-9029.
And I know any nonprofit organization, one of the things you always need is that income flow, the fundraiser part of it, but you also need people. You need people to volunteer their time. We've talked about how churches are getting plugged in, but even individuals can help.
Right. One thing that is a need right now we have is we have about 8 children there at the Lighthouse right now, and we have evening chapel Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday nights. And so we're needing people that would come and do a little children's chapel service for them so they can have something on their level, and their parents can, because all the parents are single mothers right now. And so it gives them a little break from them. It also makes it so they're not disruptive in the adult chapel service. So we've got 1 or 2 ladies that are now doing that on a regular basis, but we can always use more. So, and it could be something as simple as a craft project, a little Bible story, and just some time for the kids to be kids. So it's a great opportunity for somebody. A youth group could come here, 2 or 3 kids from a youth group, the sponsor could do it, so it's a wonderful opportunity to become involved. These little kids need help also. I mean, mm-hmm. they have no choice in being homeless.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything with addiction or anything that brought them to this point other than being born to that family. And so we need to really minister to these little kids also.
Well, and I think when you talk about just growing up in a family where addiction is a problem, it complicates matters, I would have to believe, a little bit for them too.
One of the things also about the event I would like to talk about at the tables, it's our plan to have a resident from the Lighthouse or a staff member at each table, just to be the table host and also to visit with the residents, answer questions. And so it'd be a very good time to get to know these people on a personal, because they're wonderful people. They had some difficulty in their life, but when you get to know them on a personal level, it's very encouraging and very satisfying.
I hope you got a full house. I really do.
I do too. The movie spoiled us. That was wonderful. And the community was just so overwhelming supportive. It's been great. I would like to issue a challenge to the people of the Bartlesville. If you've never given to the Lighthouse, I'm challenging every resident that would be able to and wanting to give $25. That's $1 a year for all the years the lighthouse has been here. If everybody did that, that would take care of our budget problems for the whole year. And it's not much to ask, but it's, I mean, $1 a year is all we're asking.
Wow. And again, you can send that to the lighthouse
right.
Post office box
124.
Okay. Your funds are needed. They are welcome. They are encouraged. And again, the event, the 25th anniversary celebration, 6:30 on November 17th at the Bartlesville Community Center. Linda gave you how to get tickets, but you can buy them in person. Stop by the lighthouse, say hi to somebody there, and we'll make that exchange, tickets versus funds. You'll be able to go out and have a good time for their evening. Enjoy the musicians from Oklahoma Wesleyan. And by the way, you're a great speaker in the process. Linda, Errol, thank you so much for coming in this morning and letting us know about what's
going on.
A patchy fog still possible around some of the low-lying areas, heading for just about our high for the day, right around the lower 40s. We've got more on the way coming up in just a bit on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. It is 42 degrees. Talking one-on-one again with Dr. Kerry Williams from Med Club of Bartlesville. First of all, they're located right across